Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's jump in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. Today, I want to read from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, and we read the following. On that day, as evening drew on, he said to them, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took him with him in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Did you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" In this passage, Jesus again demonstrates his divine authority, and he's showing his apostles that he is the Son of God. Now, where do we see this in the Old Testament? If we read from Psalm 107, verses 23 through 30, we hear the following. "Some went off to sea in ships, plied their trade on the deep waters. They saw the works of the Lord, the wonders of God in the deep. He spoke and roused a storm wind. It tossed the waves on high. They rose up to the heavens, sank to the depths. Their hearts trembled at the danger. They reeled, staggered like drunkards. Their skill was of no avail. In their distress, they cried to the Lord, who brought them out of their peril, hushed the storm to a murmur. The waves of the sea were stilled. They rejoiced that the sea grew calm, that God brought them to the harbor they longed for." Here we can clearly see how the passages tie together. Now, what does Mother Church teach about faith and prayer in situations like this? So if we turn to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2610, we hear the following. "Just as Jesus prays to the Father and gives thanks before receiving his gifts, so he teaches us filial boldness. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it and you will. Such is the power of prayer and of faith that does not doubt. All things are possible to him who believes. Jesus is as saddened by the lack of faith of his own neighbors and the little faith of his own disciples as he is struck with admiration at the great faith of the Roman centurion and the Canaanite woman." Now, we didn't read from those particular passages of sacred scripture. Those are actually some of my favorite, the Roman centurion, which is Matthew chapter 8, and the Canaanite woman, which is Mark chapter 7. I really enjoy those passages, but in this paragraph, we hear Jesus or the church talking about how Jesus is saddened by the lack of faith by his apostles. With that being said, what I'd like to do now is just reflect upon Mark chapter 4, the storm on the sea. You know, we often go through life just as the apostles did in the boat. When the storms of life assail us, we forget Jesus is with us. I try to recall this gospel passage in my own life when difficulties arise, and I would encourage you to do the same. Also, try to remember we are in this together as a family. And my final thought, the church is often described as a ship. As we sail through time and tribulations, take heart because Jesus is with us. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.